So what was amazing was when the different Divrei Torah and the show were about Shabbos, and you think, oh, we know what Shabbos is, you know, but I felt it was good for me. You know what I mean? I felt they were doing me a favor that I, like, most of us, yeah, come Shabbos, we daven this. And it was amazing, the excitement and the power in the, like, a feeling, like a real Shabbos was amazing. I began to tear up during Kabbalah Shabbos. It was, like, so powerful. I mean, I cry all the time, but that's another discussion. But still, it was amazing. You know, a full, and everyone's singing and dancing, and Shabbos, and so excited Shabbos is here, and it's amazing. So let's tell you one thing you have to know for your whole lives, and then we'll start. So the Rav Meshul, his name is Rav Meshul Shlita. He's a big, big Rav. So he has a thing that people in general don't think about Hashem enough. Good to think about Hashem. And especially Shabbos. A person can keep Shabbos. And see, Shabbos is about, what is Shabbos about, like, in its essence? What's Shabbos about in its essence? Emunah in Hashem, that Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world in 6 days, and then, in a sense, He rested. So that's what we're doing. We keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a statement of Emunah in Hashem. And a person can keep Shabbos and avoid Borer, and, you know, say Kiddush and light candles, and never really think about the fact that it's all about Hashem. So that's what Shabbos is about, and that Hashem made the world. Now, if Hashem made the world, that means, this is a key sentence, that it's purposeful. Hashem had a reason why He made the world. So suddenly, the essence of Shabbos is Emunah in Hashem, He made the world, and there's a purpose for the world, so I should be trying to live out my purpose of the world. And that's, like, Shabbos is, aside from everything else, Shabbos is a time you know, take a break, and you can, you know, shut down, and you can recharge your batteries physically, you have more time to learn, you have more time for family, all these things that Shabbos does. There's a guy named Stephen Covey. You know Stephen Covey? He wrote these really good books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. So if you read 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, a lot of things he talks about fit with a normal Torah lifestyle. Somebody's going to write a PhD one day showing how, like, Stephen Covey, like, was mechaber into a lot of chazals, and, like, it all fits. It's a good idea. So one of his things there is a family night that you organize your schedule. There's one night a week that it's all family. So he's in Little League and he's on the basketball team, and she's in ballet, so you work it out that they don't have, that one night a week they're all free, you have family time. So Shabbos, for us, Lahavdil, that's, like, sort of built in. Aside from all those things, Shabbos is about Emunah and Hashem. Hashem made the world, and therefore there's a purpose to why I'm here. Hashem sent me here. I made the world for a reason. So I have to, that's an amazing thing to think about. A person can keep Shabbos and never think about Hashem. So he tells us to, in a shul, he says, before Kiddush, you should announce to your family, you know, we're keeping Shabbos now, we're saying Kiddush now because God made the world in 6 days and then He rested. Let's think about Hashem. And then he went on to say that Hashem didn't just make the world, He keeps on running the world. There's always Hashgacha. And he encouraged us in the shul that to also mention a special Hashgacha moment, something in Hashgacha that happened in your week. And that way you're showing, not only did Hashem make the world a couple thousand years ago, Hashem's also running my life now. So that's what we do in our Shabbos day. Right before Kiddush, first we say thank you. We do a lot of thank yous. And then after the thank yous, we're saying Kiddush because Hashem made the world in 6 days and then He rested. And then we, something in Hashgacha that happened during the week. You got it? I think it's a fabulous idea. And to hear someone talk about Hashem regarding, that's what Shabbos is about. Aside from all the things that we do and we enjoy, and you're supposed to enjoy yourself and have good gashmias and, you know, everything. Anyway, Shabbos is about Emunah Hashem. Is that clear? So we shouldn't forget that. Hashem made the world and He rested in a sense, whatever that means. And He keeps on making the world, and we should be appreciate that and talk about it. Shabbos is about Hashem. Okay, good. So I wanted to share that. I thought it was very powerful. The whole it's an amazing shabbos.